It's a Daily Talk Show episode 315, and I'm gonna kick your ass.
What? What?
Is that Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Oh, that's an old WWF reference, if I've ever heard one. Do you know he's got a podcast, Stone Cold?
Really?
Yeah. Post Malone was on, my mate Post, who you saw me talking with in New York. Mm-hmm. He was on there. You just turn my headphones down. Never do that again.
I'm trying to work out which one's mine. There we go.
Kick your ass.
I'm number two.
But yeah, it's got a successful podcast.
Everyone does nowadays.
Yeah. Everyone. What is it? If everyone's got an arsehole, everyone's got a podcast.
Well, they. I used to wear black Speedos.
Never.
I would fight my brothers in wrestling. Like, I'd pretend to be Stone Cold Steve Austin.
And did you have to wear the black? Like, did you have to get down to undies?
Well, that's what he would wear.
I know he would wear that, but he was a solid weightlifting big bastard.
Did you ever watch wrestling growing up?
Growing up, like, because we didn't have Foxtel at our house, even though we should have. We're in the suburb where kids had Foxtel, Brighton. But we didn't. So what we'd have to do is stay up really late. They had WWF free to wear at like 12:30 p.m. And I just remember battling, trying to stay up past 12. You know, it was like a real hard task. Mm-hmm. I was like, coffee wasn't in my world. I was like, whatever, 8, 9. But I had my mate sleeping over and we'd stay, try our hardest, and then we'd fall asleep when it started.
Did you play the PlayStation games?
Yeah, I love that. That was good fun.
97, was skate? Sorry, not skateboarding.
Wrestling.
Wrestling a thing?
For your generation? For your gen?
Watching it on TV.
Yeah.
Or just but we never had Foxtel either. So
what would you watch?
ABC 3.
Kids. Kids TV.
Yeah.
Okay. Were you watching My Friend Kane?
Yeah.
Jeez, the old guy. That shows my friend won a competition to become the kids host of a kids show.
It wasn't
the new
Kane
channel
from WWF, was it?
No, but I got into it. It's the full Royal Rumbles. I used to hire VHS tapes from the video store. Mason's just freaking out over there. But did you used to hire those, the Royal Rumble?
No.
Interesting.
I just
some news. Mr. 97's starting his own podcast.
Yeah.
It's mate, tell us a little bit about what you're doing. He's meant to go with the April Fool's joke, but he just
I realized that, and I was just trying to think of a potential.
I was trying to work out at first what was. I was like, oh, that's you doing an April Fool's. Yeah. I did one that wasn't. Was just
today's April Fool's, by the way. If you're listening, if you're in the future, it's not anymore. Probably isn't, but today is the day in Australia.
And we had Derek before you came in, Mr. 97. Derek. Sat down and he said, "You guys haven't signed the papers for your lease yet, have you?" And we said, "No, we have." He said, "Victoria, you probably want to try and see if you can get out of it because Victoria Street is about to have a huge precinct and everyone's leaving. It's going to be
it's undergoing lots of changes." And I started pressing him hard. I felt like I was in a deposition. I was like, "Mate, what do you mean? What are these changes? Oh, I read them somewhere." No. If you read something, what was the something? And he was just evading that question, and it turned out he was punking us because it was April Fool's. But yes, that is something else. We have got the lease.
Yes.
We got it, and that's not an April Fool's joke. Don't we have?
There we go.
So the big media company HQ is relocating in about a month's time. Mm-hmm. That's fucking exciting. But it's a weird one to announce that on the April Fool's because people just probably won't take it seriously.
Were you? Did you do any April Fool's when you were a kid?
I can't remember doing it as a kid. I'm sure I was just pranking kids, but I just prank people in general. Like I did it more often than not. But in Shepparton, when I was on the radio there, it's like a classic thing. You work in the media, you work for a brand. Businesses like to do it, get behind it, use it as a marketing tool. We did it in Shepparton. So Candy, my co-host, had quit. Mm. And so there was a period of time where I was on the radio by myself. So
living
annoying.
Your dream.
It's so bad doing radio by yourself.
I reckon I would thrive, do you think, just talking to myself?
Yeah, but you're not there to do that.
It's 7:15, everyone.
Beautiful. You should be on AM radio, not FM.
Beautiful morning, isn't it?
Yeah, so I did all of that. Like, okay. But you'd go into a song, so you just deliver a piece of information about the local town, what happened over the weekend. Mm-hmm. I did a whole bunch of, like, interviews with local people by myself. So I actually had some fun.
Yeah.
I did, you know, utilize the time well. But there was a week where – oh, no, sorry, a day where I got in somebody who I announced mm-hmm. – and I teased it. So from like 6 a.m. till 7, I was like, we've got the new co-host that's going to be joining me on the show.
I feel like I saw this. Was it Briggs?
Yeah. So Briggs, who, you know, he's killing it now. Yeah. He's fucking superstar.
Hip-hop star in Australia.
Yeah, hip-hop actor. And he's from Shepparton. And so I was mates with him and we'd done some stuff together on the radio. And so I called him and was like, dude, can you come in? We'll punk people. We'll tell people that you are my new co-host. Mm-hmm. We launch it at 7. You stay till 8, whatever. And it was great. It was fucking amazing. He rocks up. He parks in the manager's car spot on an angle. And then we got a photo of that. And then he came on air. But people were like, no, this couldn't be. And then there was other people like, fucking, this is amazing.
That's the problem. The problem with doing an April Fool's joke is that it is – so good. You can't, I don't think, do good news because so
it's like if you're being sarcastic, you need to understand the sarcasm there or?
No, as in if it's going to be an April Fool's joke, the customers can't think this is the best thing to ever happen, right?
Okay.
Because
but it was like half-half, I reckon.
Well, because there would have been a lot of people who were like, yes, finally, you guys are doing something for the show. And it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Sorry to break it to you.
So you don't want it to backfire on you. That's what you're saying. Yeah, that's interesting. Well, there is one that I saw this morning. So I'm flicking through my Facebook feed and it got me because I thought, look at this. Guzman and Gomez have released a new burrito.
is that how you say it?
I think it's Guzmani Gomez.
All right, big fella. No worries. Will that be his new podcast title? Yeah. Guzmani Gomez?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Guzmani Gomez have released a new burrito and it's the all guac burrito. Mm. So it's just got this photo of this burrito just guacamole flying out of it. Mm-hmm. And it says $1 and then I read the small print and this is – it actually – I had to read the small print before I realized what was going on, before I realized it was an April Fool. It says – an all guac burrito contains 24 standard servings of guacamole, $2 per serving.
Wait, $2 per serving. So how many, 24, so it's $48?
$48 for a burrito that is completely full of guacamole. And so this is the thing, right? They put that in the fine print so that if people do want to try it, they can go into store and order this thing.
This has your name written all over it.
No, I'm going to do this for lunch.
Yeah.
We're going to get a $48 guacamole-filled burrito from Guzmani Gomez. What do you reckon?
How do you say it?
Guzmani Gomez.
Oh, yeah. I got it right.
Yeah, you nailed it.
GYG.
Yeah.
So are you up for it?
Yeah, where's the closest one?
It's halfway to my house, so there's one in like South Yarra.
There's one in Hawthorne.
There's one in Hawthorne? Yeah. All right.
What other – I was asking you before, Miss 97, other companies and what they're doing for
they're pretty
April Fools?
Well, news.com released an article – on them. There's home loans for dogs. ING releasing home loans for dogs.
Okay. It's not a fast stretch. They were giving home loans to every man and his dog at one point.
Audible for fish.
Audible. So Audible like the audio
Amazon.
Book.
Yeah,
Amazon's
yeah.
Audible.
Deliveroo ditched the pizza crust.
What?
Temporarily on their orders.
The pizza crust. Okay.
On say if you ordered pizza from anywhere, crust is gone.
Yeah, it was a piss take, but yeah.
We understand it. So 97. Come on.
Origin said that they're going to go to the sun and capture it for solar power for the planet.
Really? Yeah. Origin
Energy. Yeah, an energy company.
And then Sydney's Wildlife Zoo announced that they hired a senior bin chicken keeper.
Bin chicken is like a type of...
It's a native bird to Sydney. It's in New South Wales. They've got these long beaks and they're absolute sky rats and they just get their nose into bins. It's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, that's literally about it. Okay. The rest are pretty horrific.
I remember in school they had to do a lot of around this time of year, specifically sort of grade one, grade two, the big April Fool's joke. It was more practical jokes than actual proper April Fool's jokes. And I remember, I don't know if this is a rule or if mum just said it,
Mum probably just said it.
It had to be before 11 a.m.
Interesting.
Did you ever hear that?
Can you actually look up the history of April Fools?
Can we know what the rules are?
I have no idea where it came from or what the rules are. Yeah,
but it got very dangerous at our school because everyone would pull the seat underneath. Yeah.
I actually have heard that the day thing, like the what time of day it is. So we need to eat this. We need to get this. This is a breakfast burrito that we're going to have.
Mm. So well, we're not April Foolsing them. They're trying to April Fools us and no, we're turning it back on them.
They might, if we rock up and it's after 11 a.m.
They could say like, the promo's over.
That was a funny thing. So I screen captured this because I couldn't find it after.
Really? I think they've already gotten rid of it?
I think it was a sponsored post. Okay. That's why I was like, if I learned anything from Josh, it's screen capture everything. Yeah. Should see the amount of screen captures in his phone.
Screen key stuff.
Screenshot.
Yeah. Screenshot.
Don't say screen capture. Screen capture.
Well, screen capture's on Macs, so you actually screen capture it. Like, okay. Isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. Anyway, this is not an April Fool's. It's very annoying for my son. Mm. He's got herpes.
What do you mean?
He's got cold sores. He's fucking inherited cold sores from me.
I reckon.
It's the worst thing he could have inherited. Along with my back hair.
Can you have a look at my lip? Do you reckon I've got the start of a cold sore?
Let me have a look. Let's have a look, baby boy. No, it doesn't look like it. Do you get cold sores?
I don't think so.
Then you're not going to get cold sores.
The thing is, I don't know. I did share your... remember the other day I had my coffee... What's that thing called?
Thermos. Yeah.
Thermos? Can we spell thermos?
Thermos.
That's not spelling it. 97's panicked.
Whatever. Anyway, we shared the thermos. But this is why. This is what I sent to my brother. It's a beautiful little photo of my son. You probably can't see it if you're watching. But I just said.
Or listening.
He's so cute. He's just got the biggest smile on his face. I'll show it for people. No. There's the actual photo of him.
Oh, no.
Look at how beautiful he looks. Oh. Such a cutie. And I just wrote, when you're 2 years old and you get your first cold sore but have no idea of the insecurity ahead. Because that's what you face when you got gronks like this that are saying, can you catch it from the thermos that you were drinking? Number one, I didn't have a cold sore that day. Mm-hmm. So there's no chance of you getting a cold sore.
All right.
So you don't get them from people that don't have cold sores at the time.
All right.
You may actually have it and you don't know and it comes out later in life. But yeah.
What'd you put on it for him? Did you put some?
Nothing.
Does Amy get herpes?
No, she doesn't. It has real impact, doesn't it, when you say that? Mm.
She doesn't get it, but you do.
Yeah, I was born with it. Uh-huh. I've got photos of me when I was a little kid on my face. And I just, like, I'm
was
so
it
cool.
From your mum or dad?
I don't know.
Does your mum or dad get herpes?
None of them. Both of them don't get cold sores. Just settle down with the H talk, all right? Okay.
But maybe you said it first.
I just wonder, like, as a kid, it was such an insecurity of mine when they came up. Like, it just overtook. Maybe I was just a complete narcissist, thought that everybody thought. Yeah, even more so. But I think there's so much wrapped up in your identity. Yeah. Like, look at your childhood is the fat kid. Like, that's your identity.
Well, not only that, but I used to get eaten alive by mosquitoes.
Oh, and you'd scratch your mum.
And I'd scratch them, and mum would say, you're going to be the school sores kid. I didn't even know really what that meant. But
okay,
it was like,
my mum took a different approach. She would give me a kiss on the lips to make me feel better.
Really?
She's like, don't worry, darling,
the one
it's
with
okay.
Herpes.
No, she never got them. But I get it. It's like.
She kissed you on the lips.
Well, you feel so gross and she'd just give me a little peck on the lips. Like.
While you had the.
Do you understand it though? Because I understand my son, like if he's feeling really horrible, like. You want to sort of comfort them in some way. It's like, it's okay, darling. He, like, you know, it's like they're not afraid. So you're not like the monster, you know? Like Jules Lund said that you feel like your head is 20 times bigger or something. He said something that stood out to me. He's like, because he gets them too. Mm-hmm. You feel like everyone's fucking looking at your face and your head. Mm-hmm. It's like it becomes bigger. He's got a big head, isn't he? No, right. But it's so true.
I'll do that for my kid too. Just have a little bit of glad wrap in between. A little kiss. Might lose its impact.
But I haven't had one for years and years. So I'm glad that they're going away. But I just hope that it isn't bad for him. So anyway, that was some horrible, horrible times over the weekend.
I need your help from your dad about plants.
Oh, yeah. He's the plant king.
Yeah, well, we're trying to – Bree wants to get plants for our place.
Yeah.
I reckon the worst – there's certain places that it doesn't even trigger you. And Bree knows when – there's a period between me being annoyed.
Yeah.
Like actually getting to annoyed and working my way up to annoyed that Bree can identify.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll then say, "Are you annoyed?" which then tips me over the edge of being annoyed. Or I can tell you don't want to be here.
What's wrong?
Well, yeah. Well, it's at the we went to the market. Like markets which in one? General. Went to like this botanic plant market on the weekend on Johnson Street.
That sounds super hip.
Yeah. But the thing is that you've got this small, like we're in a city. So all these plants in this one room and it's sort of the way that the format of the market set up is there's just stalls all around like you're on a racing track. Like you're sort of in this loop and you have to sort of go along that way.
User experience. You're just getting taken through. I'll take that. And you come out the end with $3,000 worth of plants.
But the thing is, do you think that we're doing a disservice by trying to buy plants in a city? Wouldn't we be better off going to like Officer or fucking Berwick and going to a nursery?
Well, you need to have access to my dad's account. He has like – so a lot of trade accounts or you have like a – you use this certain provider. So out in Officer, I've been to that. It's like Plant Mart or something.
I just guessed.
There is one out in Officer. Right. It's sick. And could so Dad gets them for all these jobs. And so if we deck out
– new office, I'll get a couple of little – what's the plants that you said that I needed?
Snake plants, devil's ivy.
Devil's ivy. The amount of time – I heard someone say, oh, what you need is a devil's ivy, someone said. I was just like, you know what? You're all just saying the same fucking words. You all want the same fucking plants.
Yeah.
Surely, how the fuck have we gotten to the point where we're all – like we're all the same.
Yeah.
Like literally 97 says get a devil's ivy and I just say, yeah, you should get the devil's ivy. And
yeah.
Like, it was very annoying.
If you are buying plants in a city, they're going to be much more expensive.
That's what I thought. So you're better off just going to Officer. We'll get you that ute.
But if you – the problem is the time spent.
Mm-hmm.
It's like buying something a bit more expensive so you don't have to have the fuck around of driving 45, 50 minutes one way, potentially not knowing anything. This is where, we need my dad to do it.
But the other thing too is Bree was planning what we bought so that it matched our fake plant. Surely we should just get rid of the fucking fake plant, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely get rid of the
fake plant. Doesn't it take away from the whole experience?
The thing is, if you have real plants in there, there's a high chance it will look fake. Yeah. It'll look really fake. Mm. Whereas if it's just there and it's just a bit of greenery, whatever. Yeah. We killed a fake plant. Somehow we had a fake plant at our house. It just went to shit. It looked like we weren't watering it, but it was plastic and it still looked fucked.
Yeah.
We killed a fake plant. I don't know how you do that. But there is. So it's an investment because you need to then water it. That is – for our office, if we spend – like I spent in here, in this space we're in now, I spent $260 or something on plants. Do you see any plants around here?
I see one really sad-looking devil's ivy. Is that a devil's ivy?
Nah, that's a fig leaf.
Fig leaf. I killed every other one. It wasn't enough light. The space where we're moving to, there's that top floor with a balcony. It's sick because then we can put them out there to get some sun, some water.
Yeah.
And I think Mr. 97, he's watered the plants in this building, in this office. And so we can, along with all these other things
he needs to do. He put kombucha in it on Did Friday.
Nah, there wasn't any kombucha in there.
You said, I'm putting kombucha in there.
Yeah, but there wasn't any in the container.
Okay. It was a premature April Fool's joke.
Yeah. It had that vibe.
No, you can't.
Sparkling water's good though.
Is it actually?
I don't know.
Oh, no, we did. So we drink a fair bit of sparkling water around here. And then we were putting some old sparkling water. And I said, is putting sparkling water on plants okay? And then he did a bit of research. And found it. Fucking Lynn Jansen over here. Sorry, mate. Sorry for this, guys.
I don't do that much.
Yeah. You've kept it down since I last went hard on you for doing it.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. But we found there was some study that
carbon or something in
there. It grew twice as fast.
Something like that, yeah.
We don't need things to grow faster. We just need them to survive, bro. So maybe the carbonated water is an ogre. Did you find out about April Fools, Mr. 97?
Yeah, no pranks after midday.
Okay, after midday, but you find out the origins of April Fools.
No, I was just looking at the rules.
Okay. One rule? Is that it?
And then the other was do nothing illegal or do no harm.
Okay. Well, who? Guzmani Gomez, that burrito might make me shit myself. Yeah, it's a lot of calories.
I don't think it's illegal though. Weekends. What does the weekend mean for you at the moment?
Looking after a child full time.
And what about that's Bodie?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, because we have him, he's at daycare and we're working. Mm-hmm. And so there is a sort of a shift. It's lovely. It basically means just going to the pool, mm-hmm. going to the park.
Does he like being inside?
Yeah, but he needs something to do.
Okay. So you couldn't say, today, let's stay inside.
Nah, not yet.
Because Bree won't even let me do that. Like I try, like on a Sunday.
You want to stay inside?
I want to stay inside.
Yeah.
And so I did, there was a, we always, Sunday seems to be the chores, like the, like where we're doing all the chores and Bree wanted to.
Yes, because it's the last day of the week.
First day. Depends how you look at life. But I just feel like Sundays can be a little bit anxiety. There's always a little bit of anxiety in Sundays.
For what?
Well, that was the day that we went to the plant market. That's one thing. But there's a lot of pressure that you need to use up your Sundays. You need to do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And I just want to, like, I was sort of setting up to read. And with my phone addiction, there's this mix of, I like basically scroll through Instagram till I feel like there's nothing left for me to do. And I'm like, okay, I'm ready to read. Yeah. And as I went to get my book, Bree said, oh, we've got to do the washing, which is fine. It was just a timing point of view.
So you flipped it?
Well, no, I didn't flip it. I was like, you know what? The way that I've started to flip it is being like, okay, I'm going to do it right now.
So you're doing what she says.
Well, but I have no, I can't be reasonable in that moment. So I put everything in the washing, blacks and whites, and then stuff came out grey. And then she got angry. I said, you can't get angry at me because I'm just doing the washing.
Was this like when I had a go at you for putting your bag in the middle of the fucking walkway behind this wall? It was like, you actually can't get in unless you step over it. But then your excuse, you've always got an excuse.
Because it seriously feels like the reason that I don't put my bag anywhere is because there's nowhere to put my bag. And my bag's too big. My bag's too big.
There are so many places to put your bag around here. Mr. 97 finds a place for his bag. I've got hangers here that are specifically for bags.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
But I get it. But it is a very, like, it's a child approach. Maybe. Just like,
but the annoying thing is I did the whole washing and stuff.
Yeah, but you put the blacks in with the...
Yeah. So what's your take on Sundays? Do you find that you have more blow-ups or...?
No, because if you haven't worked out some sort of ritual, then it's fraught with you just wanted to read, which is a fair thing to do.
I literally said as I was doing the washing, I'm like, we're going to get a little whiteboard. And we'll have what our chores are.
Yeah.
Put our initials next to them.
I like that.
Because my thing is, I actually love doing chores. The thing is, it's never, when Bree asked me to do the chores, it's not an ideal time.
But is it, so if you love chores, have you actually come up with a system or a time that you do them each week that gets them done?
Well, the
not
system,
just leaving it till the last thing Sunday.
Well, that's my system is later than when Bree expects.
But then there's no system. You just, I could forget. That. Like if you fell asleep and then woke up, you're like, oh, we need din-dins.
Yeah. No, I get that.
So, yeah, on Sundays we usually prep food, which just means that we're both up for it. And we've both started doing some cleaning. I mean, we're just trying to factor around when Bodie's asleep or if he's gone mad or not.
And so how much meal prep are you doing on a Sunday? For how many days?
Yeah, it was like we've got stuff still prepped from a week ago that is just in the freezer. But we're doing probably, like this week we've got nearly every meal for dinner and lunch prepped.
Oh, that's good.
So for Monday to Friday, because then the weekends we just
get a bit loose.
Well, we have eggs and just, have it to take away and do all that shit. So it is, but it's such a good time to do it.
Well, when we were at the shops, I became sort of very into the idea of how much money can we save on everything. Why is that funny, 97?
Continue.
So what I'm not sure on is like everything was up for discuss. Like Bree was getting some tomatoes and she got them in a pack, like smaller tomatoes. And it was $3.60. And then I said, let's get like two big tomatoes. It cost us $1.30. Mm. So that was a great saving. The one area that I'm not sure on, which I wanted to get your take on it, is meat. So I got 800 grams. I was making a chili con carne.
Yeah, yeah, good.
And like it's good for during the week. And I got 800 grams for $10, not grass-fed. The grass, if I wanted to get the same amount of grammage grass-fed, it was going to cost 20. So what I'm wondering is, in those moments, should I, do you think price, I should go price for something
have
like.
You got money? Have you got money?
Well,
have you got the $20?
Well, yeah, I could always spend the money, but the thing is I could always save the money too.
I think it's, if they're two different things. If you've got the money and you want to be ethical, get the grass-fed. If you don't have the money and so you can't afford the big one, go the cheaper one. Okay. You need to feed yourself.
Mm.
Like this is where it's like you need to work out the basis of this this conversation. Yep. Why are you saving money? Like what are you cooking?
Well, I'm paying for the Sam Harris app.
Well, we'll start using it. He pays $17 a month, maybe even more, $15 a week or something. No, how much is it?
I don't know.
I mean, you're not paying for $150 a year.
What do you think, 97? So with eggs are very easy. Never go cage eggs. But with the
I don't know who's promoting that they've got cage eggs. I don't see it as much.
Ozbargain, you'll see.
Hey guys, we've got cage eggs over here. You want to pick us?
No, but you don't. They don't promote it. It's just a sloppy thing.
I think. But what do we think about this conversation? Gets so boring when we're just talking about food. I think it's like the conversation. If you go in knowing what you're going to make for the week, that's the different conversation.
Like, so you would get the cheap beef or the expensive beef?
At the moment, I'd probably get the cheap beef.
Okay, thank you.
But it depends. Sometimes I get the expensive stuff.
What would you get, 97?
The way that I do it is just finding a balance. So like with those eggs that are around the corner from my house, like you look for the ones that are still like high quality and ethical, but they're cheap. So I end up just going to all these different places to get food. So I mean, you could like end up bulk buying a bunch of meat and just freeze it all.
I tell you what.
And you could get real ethical stuff.
Yeah. You just, like, you've got the bulk price. Buying is where it's at. I think we go to Officer. I think we do a monthly trip to Officer. We buy our plants.
Yeah.
We buy our beef.
What is there beef stores out there?
There's beef farms.
You can get wholesale beef.
Wholesale beef.
Not from the farm.
No, you need to go
to there.
Close by.
Yeah. I mean, the further you go out, the cheaper things become.
You get dill.
It's a dill fucking food chat. It's
we could grow dill in the office.
Do you think we really could?
We could grow herbs. We have a balcony. Yeah. I mean, the sky's the limit.
No, I think there's actually a
veranda.
What is that called? What is that thing that's?
Oh, it's like a sunshade.
Yeah,
there is a sunshade, which there's still it's just shading.
What's your pushback on food? Who's mentioned that we talk too much about food?
We just talks. I don't know how we get in these conversations about. We're at the supermarket, and I'm there, and I'm looking at the tomatoes and the. We speak about food so much.
But that was my whole weekend was about food.
Tomato chat.
No, seriously. No,
I think what was interesting is I texted you and then you're like, hey, mate, I'm going to put my phone away in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe don't bring it
that
up
because
you
Saturday.
Didn't.
No,
you didn't
I did
do
it on
it.
Saturday.
Oh, you
the
did
thing,
it?
So the one thing was I also didn't have my phone because I took it to Apple and they replaced it because my speaker wasn't working.
Fuck, but you that sold it to me like I'm
no,
doing
but that
it.
Happened. No, but the thing is it happened that way where it was like, I'm going to have a no phone day.
Yeah.
And then I said to Bree, I was like, I need to go and get my phone fixed at the Genius Bar.
Yeah.
And then it's turned out that, I mean, this is a very rare occasion. The Genius Bar had an opening at Southland.
That's a win. That's a win if I've ever heard one.
So I went to Southland.
That's better than your $1.20 saving on tomatoes.
Well, something that's non-food related but is retail. I reckon Meijer is going out of business.
You reckon?
Mm.
Of course they are.
No, but as in like
their
I think
price.
Very, very, very soon.
Oh, soon.
Because they've gotten rid of all their...
Was it the wood on the windows?
No, it's like the app. Can you look it up? 97 as well. Meijer going out of business. But the... there was, I'm just saying, what are you doing?
I just wanted to get, I was getting to something about the phone stuff.
Do you want to do that?
When I messaged you, you said you were off the phone. I was like, oh, that's pretty good. I commend you, who is a phone addict, to have a day off.
Yeah.
And then I posted a photo and this was like an hour or two later, maybe 2 or 3 hours later.
Yeah.
And it was on my personal Instagram.
I get a notification every time you post.
but you wouldn't have your phone on you because it's a phoneless Saturday. Mm. And so I post this photo and it's of a Ferris wheel in St Kilda. And I just put a status that said, the Ferris wheel was invented by a bloke named George Ferris in the 1890s. That piece of history may come in handy one day during a game of trivia or
did
not.
Did you Google that?
I Googled that because I was like, what do I write for this? I love this photo of the Ferris wheel. I'll add a piece of information here that could serve people one day or not. And that's what I did. But then I get a response from the Daily Talk Show, which is an account that I have access to. Yeah. Mr. 97 has access to and Josh Jansen has access to.
Yes.
And it said, from the Daily Talk Show, he only spent 4 hours a week working on it.
It's a Tim Ferriss joke.
And was that you, Mr. 97?
Definitely not.
So it like was 97 would be able to come up with which that happened within 2 minutes of – I was actually in Maya when I wrote that.
And so so you didn't have a phoneless Saturday because you responded to my
– Yeah. No, I'm working towards a phoneless Saturday. So in the morning it was like I think on Friday night, Bree and I realised how long we spend on our phones.
What was the catalyst other than being on your phone?
It's literally just on our phone, like watching Netflix or whatever.
Are you together?
And just being like just scrolling.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I think it was the other thing was – Friday morning, I mentioned this to Mr. 97, my eye was twitching uncontrollably. And so it was just doing this, it was just pulsing. And I was like, fuck, I think I'm spending too much time looking at screens. Mm. And so you know, I do actually, the dream is to get to the point where they, I completely like have a Saturday off, maybe a Sunday off, even during the day. Mm. I'd like to have it on Do Not Disturb. Mm. How would you feel about if I had it on Do Not Disturb during a work day?
Well, if we're in the same office, mm-hmm. I mean, like, I think you're kidding yourself, though. I think it has to be a week. I think our job, this is the whole pushback. Even Russ Keyes sent a lengthy email about how you keep saying you're off social media, but mm-hmm. you're not off social media. And I agree with Russ.
Well, I am.
No, you're not off social media, dude. We had this conversation last week. You're on social media and it's okay. What's not okay is if it's eating into your personal time and you're feeling shit about it, then it has to stop.
Well, it more just feels like a little bit of a – I feel like you've gone from talking about food, pushing back on food to talking about my social media retirement, from an annoyance point, which do you reckon is more annoying, 97?
What's more annoying – yeah, you answer that. I was going to answer it.
Yeah, what's more annoying, retirement or food?
In what context are you annoyed of Josh talking about social media more?
Yeah, which one do I talk? Which one is my more annoying trait? My food chat or my everyone needs to eat.
It depends on the food chat though, because this is talking you about love like the bargain, stuff. Bargains and
you love that stuff.
Yeah,
so he's all for it.
So are we working out which more annoying thing you should talk more about? That's annoying in itself.
Yeah. Far out. So in regards to in all seriousness with the social media thing.
I want you to just fucking take hold of it by the balls and do one of the things that you say you're going to do.
Sure.
Why not?
No, I like that. No, it's great.
I don't think during the week though. We're working in the office. The thing is if you open your computer, you've got iMessage, you've got fucking pop-ups, everything is just consuming you.
Well, I think that the Instagram stuff I do enjoy, I think that there's definitely something in an hour a day.
An hour?
Just like a very specific hour where I just spend my time.
Even on the weekends and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could cut that down.
Yeah, half an hour a day. It all works if you do it like that and you structure it like that. Mm. Like it's hard because you are so good at giving advice and your advice is always so strategic and thoughtful.
Yeah.
And you don't apply it
to
this specific stuff.
Well, it feels like I'm getting to crutch. But don't you sort of feel at the same time, like I always feel, and this is the bad bit, which is it's like the thing I'm doing now, like I'm a little bit detached to because I love a rebrand. Mm. So part of it is like, you know what? The same approach to my eating is with social media, which is like I know, just got an email from Village Roadshow, I think I actually get PR things. I think we'll be able to get free movie tickets maybe.
Case in point.
No, but I think that part of it, just like my food, how I'll have like a big Sunday of eating or whatever in preparation for Monday, which to be honest, yesterday I was very good.
I'll clap that.
We had some Thank you. I had some
solid circuit breaking right there. Recoding.
I had some slice that Brie made. It
was okay, like we don't need to talk about the fucking food. You were on a good point. Finish your point.
What was the point? The main point was that I'm going hard on social media right now, doing a big fucking digest.
Yeah.
Big digest, and I'm gonna completely like compartmentalize, not do it as much.
That's cool.
I've been good with not being on my personal. I don't. If you go to Josh Jansen on Instagram, nothing's happening.
Yeah, but that's not. You're not off social media. Yeah. But because I'm okay, you're totally off your personal.
LinkedIn's great. I'm loving LinkedIn at the moment.
I mean, this is the thing. You are the way you go up and down about it is why you have a problem because I don't feel like that.
Yeah, sure.
I've never felt like that.
No, but it's maybe like I'm more woke.
Maybe or maybe not. Maybe your wiring is slightly different and things trigger you more and it just sucks your time a bit more than other people. And so that's where if like the person who wins on social media is the person that utilizes it for its best, you know, for its great traits of connecting people.
Ferris wheel facts.
And then get off it. Exactly. Yeah. There's a bunch
What's your limits on social media? Does Amy spend too much time or are you guys both good?
Yeah, I can always have my annoyances about what she does and half the time it's around the type of thing that she does on her phone.
Do you know what?
Playing some mindless game. I'm like, fuck, I just want your mind, you know, I want you to fucking nourish your mind a bit more.
Do you know what was funny in that moment when I was about to ask Tommy about his experience on social media.
And now I'm going to get back to mine.
But I realised in the moment, I was like, I feel like you'd have more to, I feel like you've got more to say about me or Amy or whatever. Well, you're on your little phone doing your shit going, you guys are fucked.
No, but I don't complain about it. So the problem that I have is
complain.
People. Yeah, no, you do. I my annoyance is people who talk about it, complain about how they shouldn't be doing it, talk about not being on it and get on it. That's when it's like, oh, what fucking, what help are we? What are we around you doing? But my issue is just consumption. Like I could always just dial back.
I think me saying, Instagram, hey, I'm Facebook. not on my phone. But I think I think part of the problem is with social media. If I say I'm off my phone and I'm not engaging in messages and doing all that sort of thing, but I post something on Instagram, I can do what I fucking want.
Oh, of course.
I bet it's not to do with, I guess that's part of the frustration is it's like we're always connected. So it's like, oh, if you don't write back to this person's email, but you're on fucking social media, they're going to be like, what do you haven't written back?
Yeah.
I'm actually completely responsible with what I want to do.
Of course.
And that's part of it, which is like with when it comes to the off the phone thing, I'm off the phone in regards to engage, responding, feeling like I need to respond to people, but I'm engaging in a more sort of passive level that I want to do.
It's much safer for you, I think. Like that's a good approach, I think.
Yeah.
And that
but
is.
But I think you need to communicate. There is a communication bit that you need to do with people where it's like, hey, just so you know, I'm not going to be like going into iMessage. I'm not doing all that sort of stuff. But I think there needs to be a caveat, which is like it doesn't need to be managed. I think that was always what pissed me off about with dieting and all that sort of thing. I'm not telling people that like – I haven't used the word diet in maybe 15 years, right?
It's a bit
like I'm going on a diet.
Well, because it finishes, right?
But also the other thing with the diet is that when you're on a diet, everyone's watching, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what
but everyone's watching when you're saying that you're off social media, which is why Russ Keys sends an email.
Yeah, but it's part of it is like, oh, that's a the thing is that I guess probably the interesting thing is I don't necessarily feel – like I feel good about my use at the moment. Like I'm controlling it. I'm like working it. But it's also being like the retirement of social media is a constant out, which is I don't want to be responding to people all the time. Yeah. I want to use it the way I want to use it.
Yeah, you don't want it to dictate your behavior and other people's, other people's behavior to dictate your behavior.
I think part of it is it's like maybe the misstep with people is thinking that because I'm on social media, I'm failing at the retirement type of thing, which is for me, I just want to use it a different way. It's an easy way for me to communicate.
You've rebranded the retirement. That's what you've done. You've gone, fuck the definition of retirement. It's my definition now. So no, I appreciate that.
I mean, junkies are very good at manipulating because you're sort of like, you know what, he's got a point. Leave Josh alone with social media. How do you feel about 97? Am I just creating excuses?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think the easiest thing in terms of that is just literally locking down your phone. I mean, like, I don't know if you can just like half, like, you can consume it but not like respond to people. I don't know if
that's, a junkie can't have just a little bit.
Yeah, you can't
just
have like a little bit from the syringe or whatever. You like
got to have the full blown experience.
Or heroin's heroin.
Yeah, I guess
a
part
little
of
bit's
it.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Social media is a little bit. Yeah, and fuck it. Imagine 10 years. I'm looking forward to the discussion 10, 15 years. Mm. How, like, the addiction conversation around social media, what platforms will be around. It's what Bodhi, my son, that documentary Social Animal, which tracks three kids who are using social media. Like, some of their thinking, they're just so wrapped up in it. And it is scary. Like, you're on that cusp of like being totally entrenched and also having a fucking an awareness about it.
Well, the other thing too is it's like social media, we it's this all-encompassing idea if you think about it, which is like direct messages and all. Like there was a time where Instagram didn't have direct messages, Facebook didn't have direct messages.
Bro, you were sending tweets by sending a text message.
Yeah, it was a different time. But I think part of it is it's like as someone who loves technology and loves all of this stuff, maybe that we need to either accept social media as it is or you get off it. Whereas I think part of it is it's like you don't have to agree with all the tools. It's like there's stuff within social media which is, you know, bad. There's stuff that's really good. And so I think that people's ability, like what annoyed me about the reason I got off Facebook was how much it made Messenger part of the experience.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't want to be on, like, the only shit I get from Messenger is annoying requests.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to be on Messenger. DM stuff, I don't necessarily want to, I just want to broadcast stuff. I want to like other people's broadcasted stuff that's it.
You feel out of control when you're across everything and you're trying to serve everything. Like the Daily Talk Show doesn't, like the Facebook page is neither here nor there. It's like, doesn't really have any traction. But our Instagram is a really powerful place where people who are watching our show, consuming it, that sort of demographic, it works.
Like sharing stuff, like us resharing people listening to the show. I love that.
Yeah,
stuff.
It's really cool. It just it's serving that community building, which is what we're trying to do.
So we're going to do this Guzman and
I reckon medicine. We go and try and get this burrito that's full of guacamole.
All right, we'll do that. The Daily Talk Show, hi@thedailytalkshow.com. Feel free to message us about the social media and food thing. I think that's always
yeah, but
about
not
today.
On not on Messenger.
No,
on
no
Facebook.
Messenger or Instagram.
You can just DM
email.
Us
that's why email's great.
Let's go email. Hi@thedailytalkshow.com.
We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
See you guys.